This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton, and we are back for a new season as Liverpool host Atletico Madrid at Anfield tomorrow in their first game of this year's campaign. And joined for the first edition of the show, me regulars, my faves, the OGs, Martin Fitzgerald and Mike Bancoli. I've lost times, the amount of times last season where they wheel out these European press conferences when you get a player and they never say a fucking thing and you're just like, oh, just wait for the manager and then bang. Mike.
I was explosive. It was like, I didn't expect it, especially like McAllister seems like quite like a, he's done them before and he's generally like one of the boring players, right? So he does the whole thing of like, we had a good training session and, you know, yeah, you know, I love tea and coffee, whatever, I don't know. This was the total opposite of that. This was like McAllister going full Mo Salah.
See, I think there was a giveaway, you know, when he sat down and he had them two earrings in.
Yeah, I
think that was like almost like the alter ego or something like that. That was bad, Lexus. Yeah. But Martin, he's right. He's right. I mean, he didn't even break stride before he got into it, did he? Basically, he was asked. About the start of the season, he said, yeah, good start. Maybe the result could have been better, but we can definitely see improvements, which follows the theme from McAllister's comments. He did at times stress how he's been impressed with the new manager and, you know, he's brought new energy and intensity. But we'll get into that in a minute. Because the second question, forgive me, I forget which journalist, was around his links away from the club during the summer. Normally those questions are just battered away. In fact, Michael, stick with you. Normally those questions are just battered away. Batter away, he did not.
Yeah, he did not. Martin Fitzgerald, that's for sure. He did not bat this away. He very much wanted this question and welcomed it and spoke about how, I think the word he used where he was sad. He was happy that some other players have been offered contracts, but he was told unequivocally by the club that they aren't in a position to offer him a contract, which I think he's playing a bit of a game here, McAllister, because I'm not sure that's what the club would have said. I think they wouldn't have been willing to offer him a contract potentially on the terms he wanted them. And I'm suspecting that McAllister's the type of player who would want a release clause in his contract or something of that kind. Or maybe the terms weren't favourable to him because in terms of like contract length or wage or both, because to be fair, last season there were serious questions about McAllister's ability to run, to literally run. I wasn't sure his legs worked last season. Maybe the club thought that too and offered him a contract that reflected his inability to like look like a footballer last season. I could be wrong there, but